She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. Today, I'm going to let you know that I did some testing on cleaners. I've been saying to use the Degreaser 2000 from Crestec Cleaning Center. I tested that against the Simple Green, and the Degreaser 2000 is much, much, much better, much stronger. I highly recommend that. You can get it from Crestec Cleaning Center. They're a couple doors away from McKinley Car Wash on Kapi'olani Boulevard. And Crestec also carries the Royal Purple motor oil with the high metal protector and several other additives that I recommend. For those of you that have European cars like BMWs, Mercedes, Volvo, Audis, and whatever, I recommend getting the Akebono Euro pads. Akebono Euro pads do not make the wheels black. Most of you that have the regular brake pads, in a couple of days after you clean the wheels, it turns black. Well, with Akebono pads, they never turn black. You can run it for months and it never, never, ever comes black. It's made out of ceramic, a lot better material than the factory brake lining. Also stops better. Okay? So, keep your wheels clean and use Akebono pads. A lot of people use, well, majority of the people in Hawaii use the regular 87 gasoline. I guess because they don't know what it really is. Now, if the 87 was 87, then there's no problem. But the 87 is not 87. You'd be lucky to get 80, if anything. And if you read your owner's manual, it'll say do not run fuel below 87. European cars and the later model cars, 2011 and 12 and 13 on up, they require, a lot of them require 92. There is no such thing as a 92 in Hawaii. It's posted 92, but it's really not. The highest octane right now is Tesoro. The premium Tesoro, the 92, is actually 85. There's no 92. Now, America is the only country in the world that has the highest fuel of 92. Every country in the world, Philippines, Taiwan, everywhere, 100. They have 100 octane. Why is it America is down to 92? Funny, yeah? The higher the octane, the better the gas mileage. So any car can run high octane. It's better to go to higher one because you get less problems. And you get better gas mileage. Okay? So, go try it if you haven't tried it. Again, on the safety check, you have to call in to your representatives and your senators, folks. Let them know that we don't want safety check and reconstruction permits. They don't have reconstruction permits for the outer islands. And safety check. If the station was to do it like they're supposed to, put the car up, take off one wheel, check the brakes, road test the car, check the alignment, check the suspension parts and all that, it'll take at least an hour. The flat rate today, the cheapest you're going to find is at least $100. The mechanics get $25 an hour. If you're collecting $20 for a safety check and it takes you an hour to do it, you're losing money. Think about that. Would you lose money and do a safety check the right way? And if you don't do it the right way and that car gets into an accident, the station is liable and so is the city and the state. Because they approved of this person being qualified to give the safety stickers. Now, folks, if they can't do it right, why do it? I know. They don't know how to run business. Yeah, I know that. That's not how you run business. And that's probably why the city and state is in big financial trouble. The kids are asking for AC. Oh no, they can't afford to give the kids AC, but they're going to do the rail. That we can't forget, right? We got to do the rail. That's priority. The children, no, forget them. Put them on the back burner. Remember this, folks. Election is next year. Remember what's happening to the children of Hawaii. Don't forget it. So when they come to you and say, vote for them, say, yeah, right, I'm voting for somebody else. But anyway, so much for that. The low octane damages engines, yes. High octanes, no. Okay? So, anyway, if you have a question, comment, whatever, give me a call at 808-296-5467, 808-296-5467. Okay? So, anyway, we come across a lot of people that really don't take care of the car. A car is an investment, folks. It's not cheap like it used to be. Take care of it. You know, I was just talking to this person the other day and I said, you know, how come you don't take care of your car? Oh, I don't have time. Would you rather spend more money? Because you don't have time? What's up with that? Those of you on Kauai that want to try the ethanol, you can give Harvey Maeda a call. He has the ethanol there. Harvey's number is 651-2813, 651-2813. Harvey also has the Royal Purple with the high metal protector and also that fantastic electronic rust proofing attachment to put on your car to stop rust. Recommended for all new cars because we're on an island and there's salt air all around us. Okay, we have two callers calling in. Who's on the line?
We have George from Oahu.
Hi, George. George?
It's Mike.
Oh, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
George, I've heard you talk before about buying Toyotas on Maui.
Yes.
And I just wondered if you can buy it there but pick it up here on Oahu.
All you do is call them on their phone. They have a toll-free number. And do everything over the phone, and they'll deliver it to you.
Oh, perfect.
You have the number?
No, please go ahead and give it to me again.
537. 4447. But you have to ask. You have to ask for the chief.
And that is
DJ.
DJ.
Yeah, Damien Jr.
All right. Thanks
okay.
very much, George.
You're welcome.
Appreciate your advice.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, who's next?
Dale from McCulley.
Hey, Dale.
George, I want to ask you a question. I know, of course, you're an advocate for the use of ethanol, and I want you to know that I have no opinion on this, but what do you answer when someone accuses you of using or advocating the use of a perfectly good food product, you know, corn and sugar cane, and turning that into a fuel for automobiles, and as if, of course, the implication there, you're taking away good food for starving people in the world. How do you answer that?
Well, that's a good question. America gives away corn grain to the other countries for free. Our people starving. We have homeless people. Does America take care of their own? The answer is no. Okay, that's part of your question. The other question is for Hawaii. They're not growing any sugarcane anymore because they cannot compete against the Philippines, China, and everybody else. So instead of using it for sugar, we wanted to use it for fuel and make electricity from it and sell cheaper electricity than using oil to make electricity. That answer your question?
Well, I'm not sure if I quite get your answer.
Go check it out on a computer. America gives tons and tons of grains of corn to foreign countries for free. For free. What about our own people? Our people are starving. But we can't get it free. Something's wrong with that picture, you know.
Well, something's wrong with the picture, but two wrongs don't make a right.
Well, put it this way. That free grain of corn going across country or across the world could stay here. There's tons of it.
Yeah.
Okay? And making ethanol from corn is not what I recommend.
Uh-huh.
I recommend using sugar cane.
Okay.
Okay, sugar cane is more viable, but you don't have to use all the corn fields and make sugar cane. You know, this way we don't use corn. We just use sugar cane.
Yeah.
And a sugar cane is more viable because you make electricity from the bagasse.
Yes.
Whereas corn, you can't. That's it. You're done.
Okay.
America is not buying ethanol from ethanol refineries in America. America is patronizing Brazil. So is Hawaii. We're buying ethanol for the 10% in the gas from Brazil. Why aren't we buying it from our own ethanol refineries?
Well, I should have a good point there.
The reason for that is the oil companies don't like ethanol because ethanol will one day run them over.
Okay.
So they're trying to kill our own companies in America by buying from foreign country.
I see.
That's not right.
So it's a global political problem.
You got it.
Yeah, I get it. Okay.
Okay?
All right. Okay, George. Thanks for your answer on that. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay. Who is next on the line?
We have John.
Hi, John.
From downtown.
Hi, John.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how's it, George? How you been?
Okay.
Yeah, I got a comment about that guy who was just saying about ethanol being food. I mean, sugar and corn. 97% of the corn is GMO right now, which can alter your genes. And who would eat sugarcane? Only a, they use it to make sucrose, which is addicting poison, you know,
mm-hmm.
almost similar to cocaine. If you take that processed sugar and take it chemically and break it down, it's almost similar to cocaine. You know,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's a crystalline and it's very poisonous and dangerous. And of course, you know, but they use the bagasse after they squeeze out all the sugar juices. That's what they're burning for electricity. So nobody can eat that anyway. So what the heck?
Yeah, we were going to burn that, but EPA said we cannot because it's polluting. So we could refine that bagasse into a lower grade ethanol and use ethanol to power the electric power plant.
Yeah. So I don't know where is that coming from about food shortages and all that with these two things. That's the worst thing you want to eat right now.
Oh, yeah. I think I answered his question on food shortages. If people would only check, America is giving money away to other countries and giving food, tons and tons of food to foreign countries for free when our own people have to buy the food and are starving.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Yeah. Amen. Thanks, Richard.
Okay, thank you. Okay, who's next? Hello, Wanda?
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and is Rolling Bob back?
How's everybody doing? Did you miss me?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's better than hitting you.
That's true. But it was a good trip. Maui's a nice place, very relaxing, but it's good to get home. And, I was listening to the callers calling in, and, you know, there's so many theories going around out there, but you're right. We export so much food to the rest of the world that it's not, you know, this thing that they tried to say that, you know, using corn was going to, you know, take something from the food supply. It's just another urban legend that people just throw out there when they don't like something.
Mm-hmm. I want the answer to that. Why is America feeding the world and letting their own people starve? I want the answer for that.
Well, you know what I always say, just follow the money.
You know, this place is something wrong.
Yeah, well.
We even give money to foreign countries that don't like us.
I know, it's crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
And then remember, when they need money, like they're doing with the federal government, the first thing they talk about is, oh, we can't pay the troops and we can't do this. And I said, I say, if they can't pass a budget, the first people to get unfunded would be Congress.
That's right.
Just shut them down.
That's right.
You can't find the money to run the government, or you're shut down first, and then let the other, you know, people use up the budget.
Start from the president.
Right, but if you did that, that budget would be passed faster, and you could whistle.
That's right. That's right.
Anyway.
Cut their benefits.
I'm getting carried away here. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, who's next?
We have Andy from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Andy.
Hey, aloha, George. Oh, good conversation as always. And I tend to, I wanted to follow up on Dale, the caller before, who said two wrongs don't make a right. Even though we're giving away food to other countries and giving away money to other countries, if we also take corn or sugar or anything that was for the land to grow crops go into the fuel tank, that does take away the supply for growing for food, and therefore if the supply goes down and demand stays the same or goes up, you know, the supply and demand, that means the prices go up. And then poor people can't afford it and go hungry.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me explain a little bit about ethanol that people, I think, don't really understand. It's a no-brainer. Gasoline engines, the exhaust, cars, trucks running on gasoline, the exhaust eats oxygen. The carbon monoxide come out the exhaust, it eats oxygen, and we need oxygen. The ethanol engine, running on 100% ethanol, not that E85 and other BS stuff, the real 100% ethanol, makes oxygen. The exhaust makes oxygen. What's wrong with this common sense picture? Are we trying to kill us?
You're saying that in Brazil they've been doing it all these years and their cars run fine. And
they have more oxygen in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And do you hear of any hurricanes happening in Brazil? No.
Well, it might just be there where they are geographically on the earth. I don't know.
I think it's the air. Because if you go back in time, way back, you hardly heard of any hurricanes. But today, every year.
Well, I'm thinking about the supply and demand, the supply of land to grow food for human consumption or for the fuel tank. And so if you take away some of the land to grow crops for the fuel tank, therefore there's less land for growing food for the humans, and the price goes up and the poor...
We don't have to use sugarcane. We can also make ethanol from the landfill, the garbage. And every country has garbage that they can't get rid of.
That is true.
We can make ethanol from that. So this thing about using food, well, hey, we don't have to use that. We can make it out of garbage. It won't be as good, and we don't have to use all the good stuff, you know, for everybody's car. We just use it for race cars. That way we don't have to use a lot.
Is that called cellulosic ethanol?
Yes.
Yeah, and then there are some people who are saying that that's theoretically possible, but not very economically feasible to try to make, like you said, lower amounts and lower grade ethanol from non-sugar. I mean, something with a high sugar content you can make, and then without sugar content it's harder to make, or maybe not even possible economically to make.
Well, you know, I look at it this way. You want to put it in landfills in your backyard and stink up the area, or would you rather use it for fuel and keep your air nice and sweet?
Well, if it's possible to do that, that sounds like a good plan to me.
Oh, yeah, it's possible. We're working on it.
And then good. And then the other, well, please expand on that, but I had another question about the ethanol in America, our good old dysfunctional government. Whenever the government gets involved, it makes a market, a distorted market or a non-market. But they, correct me if I'm wrong, but I, from what my understanding is, the Congress of the United States and the president signed it saying the mandatory, everybody had, all fuel companies had to put ethanol in the fuel. And then on top of that, they also went to all the farmers in the Midwest, corn farmers, and said, we'll subsidize you. Then a few years later, they pulled the rug out from under all those farmers and took away the subsidy, but they still kept the heavy-handed requirement on the fuel company.
Okay. The fuel company one on ethanol going into the gas. Mm-hmm. Let me explain that.
Okay.
Okay. Back in the 60s and the 50s, the fuel octane on regular was 98. Premium was 104. People could not run their cars efficiently on the regular, which was 98 octane. The engines would ping. Mm-hmm. Now, in 1975, they pulled the phony gas shortage. Then they dropped the octane. That's the beginning of unleaded gasoline. They came out with this BS about the lead is no good, so we got to go unleaded. But why? Unleaded is fine, but why drop the octane? Mm-hmm. You see? They drop the octane because it takes away gas mileage. And this is what people got to realize. They got to look at history, because history teaches you something. Now, when they took away the octane, they had to put in an anti-knock. Because you got to remember now, 98 octane knocked like hell. How is it that the 92 and 87, which is way down, does not knock? They added in an additive called MTBE. It's an anti-knock. Okay? That's in 1975. In 2005, EPA came out and said, whoa, you got to take that out because that is highly cancerous. 30 years later? It took 30 years to find out this thing is going to kill us with cancer?
Come on. So the very government who mandated it was putting in the cancerous stuff in the air for 30 years.
Yeah, to kill us?
Before they changed their
mind. You know,
I got it.
That's why ethanol was added in, because ethanol is clean, and ethanol is a fantastic anti-knock. Now, my question is this. How come they didn't add it in 1975? I'm going to tell you why. Because ethanol will give you more gas mileage. Okay? That's why they don't want it in. The oil companies don't want it in because of the gas mileage that you get. I've done so many tests, millions of tests, on what ethanol would do. And I tell you, the state of Hawaii knows it too, that adding 10% ethanol to the gas the way it was before they were allowed to lower the octane, it gave a minimum of 8 miles more solid, better gas mileage.
So the federal government still has a law saying that the fuel companies have to put in, well, in other states, they've got to put up to 10% ethanol, or 10%, and here in Hawaii, the local government got a waiver, I guess, to go only up to 10%, and it's usually 2%, like you told us.
Yep. Yep.
But then the farmers, I guess they did reduce or eliminate the subsidies for the corn growers. That's my understanding, but I could be wrong.
Okay. I got a farmer on Kauai that he was hurting because of fuel costs. I taught him how to make ethanol from his waste, all his vegetable cuttings and stuff.
Wow.
He fermented that and used that. Instead of paying the dumpster people to dump out 3 dumpsters full of vegetable cuttings, he cut that all out, and he's now making his own ethanol and using it in all his vehicles, and he don't buy one drop of fuel from the oil companies anymore.
That's terrific. I'd love to hear more about that aspect of making ethanol out of, you know, our landfills, out of our vegetable cuttings. That's great.
That's not all. The sewer treatment plant can be used to make ethanol.
Excellent idea. We just put it in the ocean now.
Yeah. Why are we wasting it? The molasses that went into the harbor, that could have made ethanol.
Right, but I guess the local sugar cane growers here on Maui, I think it is, they send it to Oahu and send it to the mainland because they use it for low-cost animal feed.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, but now that Young Brothers and Matson won't ship it anymore for them, they want to put it into the ground for fertilizer, and I was told you cannot do that.
Uh-huh. So a source of S for ethanol, then.
That's right.
All right, well, we'll see how it goes. And I know you'll always keep us informed, George, so I appreciate your show.
Thank you.
Sure. Aloha.
Aloha. Oh, okay. So anyway, there's a lot of confusion and misunderstanding of ethanol versus food. Well, ethanol, folks, the exhaust makes oxygen. And oxygen, everybody needs that, even the animals. So why are we eating up the oxygen with gasoline engines? Think about that. Okay? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call if you have a question at 808-296-5467. Who's next on the phone?
We have Harry from Kaimuki.
Hey, Harry. What happened?
Hello?
Harry?
Yeah?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Oh, good.
Sounds like the Verizon commercial. Okay, what's up?
I'm talking about gasoline, you know?
Yeah.
Where I live on Palolo, 10th Avenue side, I went to the service station. I said, I better fill GPS. Maybe I can save some money.
Mm-hmm.
After I fill a gas full tank, you know what happened?
Hmm.
The car cannot even climb up the slight slope of 10th Avenue.
See?
So you know what I had to do?
Roll back down the hill.
Well, what I had to do, stop the car, put them in compound gear.
Oh, to climb up the hill.
Yes, slowly.
Oh, boy. You have to use the higher grade.
That's right. Well, but well, I don't have my truck now.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it to my friend, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Well, you learned the hard way.
Yeah, as you said, you know, it can damage the engine, yeah?
People don't listen until it's too late. It's sad.
Well, only $2 to $100, you know,
That's right. In
repair, yeah?
That's right. Thousands, not hundreds.
Right now, I don't have no car, so I don't have to worry.
Yeah, that's cheap. Okay, thanks, Harry.
Okay. Bye.
Hi. Okay, who's next?
We have Rob from...
Hi, Rob.
Hi, George.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm getting better by the day, right?
That's good.
I'm above ground, George, and I'm doing the best I can.
Hmm.
With what time I have left, I guess. George, I wanted to ask you what you thought about... You know, I'm not really a big new Hawaii 5.0 fan.
Okay.
But they made such a big deal about, you know, every year. These guys are kind of smart, you know,
mm-hmm.
about doing the thing on the beach and all that. That's all good, right?
Yeah.
But so I watched it last night, and when I have watched it, I really, George, you know the cars I had my 57 T-Bird since mm-hmm. I was 7 years old in 1957, and then finally sold it a year or so ago. Kept my 66 Mustang, but now I'm really starting to, I want to see what you think about that. If you've seen that show, I really like the lines of the Chevy Camaro. That new one that's really super sporty.
You think so?
Yeah, I kind of do like the lines, you know, and I do like the new Lexuses, but that's way too much money. I don't want to spend that much.
Well,
what do you think?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Well, I mean, look at.
I like old cars.
Well, okay, I know.
I like the 57 Thunderbird.
Yeah, and my 66 Mustang.
Yes.
Which I've had since I was a kid, right, at Kalani and, you know.
I mean, Rob.
Regional owner.
Rob, you can look at that car block away and know what kind of car that is.
I know. Every time I go out, George,
But the Camaro.
Yeah, what do you think?
No. If you saw it a block away, you wouldn't know what it is.
I know, and I probably wouldn't care either.
See? There is no replacing the real Camaro.
I know, and then I'm thinking too, George. You know, I can't stand all that. Cover everything up, computerized. Chip for this, chip for that.
Rob,
thousands, yeah.
You know, on computers, you got to think why the factories went to computers. Computers don't last long, right?
Yeah, that's right. They keep on changing them.
Yeah, I mean your regular office computer, it doesn't last for a long time. Not like a non-computerized car, like the 57 Thunderbird. No computer. He can run forever.
Yeah, and the 66 Mustang, by the way.
Yeah. But you think that new Camaro is going to run as long?
I know, and then they kill you. If any little thing goes wrong, they charge thousands.
Yep.
Just to fix the smallest thing, which is not what it's all about in my head.
Yep. My son Todd just did an Acura. And the Acura was 08. And listen to this now.
Okay.
The starter went out at 50,000 miles. 50,000 miles, starter went bad.
Holy cow.
No, the holy cow comes now. Okay. Nobody had one, not even in America.
Oh, here we go.
Zero. He had to go and rebuild it.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah. Especially when there's no replacement parts.
Oh, man.
We're coming across that a lot now.
Well, see, that George, that's why I call in, you know. It's like, you know, the devil was, waving the thing. And I was going, I don't know. But I just wondered what you thought, and you just answered all my questions. Can I follow up one more thing?
Sure.
You know, the other week or so, George, there's this engineer Professor Prevedoris.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been involved with a lawsuit against the rail.
Right.
And you know, I don't know how many people have even tried to wrap their brain around how big those rail stations are going to be. And I think there's supposed to be six on that 20 mile, that 20, big deal, right? 20 mm-hmm. miles. But each of those rail stations is the length of a football field.
Yeah, it's huge.
And just about as big, you know, as long and as wide.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the games, you know, down at the old stadium, Termite Palace.
Yeah.
Watching all our, you know, when I was in school. That is incredible to think how big how much land each one of those stations takes up. That's crazy.
Yeah, with 20 people standing waiting for the train.
I think I'm gonna bail out now. Thanks, George.
Okay, Rob. Take care.
Bye.
Aloha. Well, folks, try to stop and think about this for a moment. The city and state is short on money. The only thing they can do is raise more taxes. The seniors cannot participate in paying more taxes. The people who are fixed income or low income cannot pay more taxes. If we can't afford to pay the taxes, what's going to happen? They cannot even afford air conditioning for the children. How can you go out and build a rail? What about the roads? Have you ever driven through downtown on King Street lately? Huh. Sand Island on the dirt is smoother. Now, I might be wrong, but I don't think they changed the law. The law is when you fix a road or do construction on the road has to come back to same or better condition than it was. Well, the mayor is not following what the law is. So if the people are not going to follow the law, why have any? Take all the laws off the books. No speed limits. No nothing. Anyway, just a thought. Who's next on the phone?
We have Debbie on the line.
Hi, Debbie. Hello, Debbie.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, George, one of the things about this rail, and you know I don't support rail, but they haven't really, I don't believe, mentioned anybody, and I don't really hear people talk about, is once the rail does get started building, there's a lot of people are going to lose their homes because I believe on each side of the tracks they need 1 to 2 city blocks.
That's right.
And so there's a lot of people going to lose their homes, and they haven't even told the people about that yet.
No, they won't tell you anything that's going to make you stop them.
Oh, I know, because they have to have so much footage, right, away from the rail, and people need that, and they're going to take their homes.
You know what you know why these politicians want that to happen?
Oh God, yeah, because more people can be on assistance, and then they'll have more voters.
No, you see, when they do that, the land after the rail is built, the land that was taken, now these politicians can take that and go build high rises and make some money.
Well, there's still so much property that has to be left open between the rail and anything, business, home, or something. There's so much land that they had to get rid of a lot of homes and stuff to make way for the, even when Bart was on the freeway and they knocked down homes 2 blocks in.
That was
off the freeway.
Yeah, but that was only for the construction period. After the construction is done, they come right up to the freeway or the rail and build homes.
That might have been before. I don't think that's going to happen this time.
Yeah, they're going to. That's why they want to do it.
Oh, either way, people are losing their homes and they don't know it yet.
They don't know.
You know, and that's going to be too bad, too.
The only time they're going to find out when they got the condemnation. Yep.
That's right.
Too late.
We're taking your house for the good of the many.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, crazy. Anyway, George, I wish you and Wanda a happy weekend and take care.
Thanks, Debbie.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Is it break time, Wanda?
Yes, it is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
She's real fine, my phone.
Okay, we're back. Rolling again. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? Folks, you need to take care of your automatic transmissions. I see this all the time. A lot of people neglect to service the automatic transmission. Just to let you know, on the newer cars, it's very expensive. It's going to run you, in some cases, $5,000 for another transmission. So, it's cheaper to service it and use good automatic transmission oil. I recommend using the AMS oil. AMS oil is good for 100,000 miles. If you use the cheapy oil, that one is only good for 20,000. So you pick it. Okay? Power steerings need to be flushed out too. Change the power steering oil. Then you'll have less problems down the road. All the problems that you're getting or about to get is because of neglect, poor maintenance. If you take care of it, your bills will be smaller. Okay, it's best to do it a little at a time. Okay? I recommend using Rain-X on your windshield. Put it on the windshield and the water will bounce off the glass. It's easier on your wiper blades. Okay? Steve, if you're listening, I'm talking about you using the Rain-X, then you don't have to go and buy wiper blades, you know. You're so tight, you don't want to buy wiper blades. The guy just changed his wiper blades the other day. A month ago, I told him, you have to change your wiper blades. A lot of people are not turning on the headlights at night. Now, I think the police officers need to pull them over and at least remind them or cite them for not having headlights on. Because people cannot see them coming and they'll cut out in front of them and there's an accident. Okay? That's what the lights are for, so that people can see you coming. It's not for you to see where you're going. But I can say this over and over, but how many people are listening? Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay, if you have a question, comment, whatever. And I hope I cleared the air about food versus fuel. Okay? Our country has to get the things together, I tell you. It's not the fuel changing food to fuel. Okay? It's our country. They need to have more priorities. The people of our country is priority. I'm not talking about the foreigners coming here. I'm talking about the people. Okay? You need to use the signal lights if you're turning. People in the back and in front of you don't know what you have planned. That's what signal lights were made for. In the old days, there were no such thing as signal lights. You used to use hand signals. Well, they put signal lights in to make it easier and safer. But do people use them? No. Use a signal light. It'll keep everything safer. Check your steering, folks. Pay attention. Don't only think about where you're going and not worry about the steering. Pay attention to the steering if it's loose or if the car drifts on the freeway and you always have to correct it. If this is what's happening on your car, check it out before it's too late and you find yourself upside down on the freeway. seat belts is unconstitutional. The government cannot tell you that you have to wear seat belts, but they're making a law like that. It's unconstitutional. Now, if it's supposed to be for safety, why is it only one way? It should be for safety, a crisscross, and not 2 inches, but 3 or 4 inches wide. Okay? And if you want to go a step further, the next thing you know, they're going to say you got to wear helmets when you drive a car. And helmets when you drive a motorcycle. What next? Anyway, there's no cheap way, folks. The safest way is the best way, not the cheap way. Okay, so do it right or don't do it at all. Like the safety check. It's not being done right, so why have it? I'm really surprised that nobody ever sued the state or the city for a faulty safety check. A safety check station checks your car and does not check the steering, and the steering breaks off when you're going down the freeway at 60 miles an hour and the car takes a flip and your family gets killed. Who's liable? Yeah, the station that David gave the safety check is liable, but they're going to go further than that. They're going to go for deep pockets, which is the state and the city that's pushing the safety check. If it's not going to be done right, then don't do it. State of Oregon puts the responsibility on the car owner. The car owner's responsibility is to go have it checked by a certified mechanic. Okay? The state is not involved with it, and the city is not involved with it. What happens is, if you have something defective on your car, like bald tires, bad brakes, bad steering, you get a $400 fine. The policeman sees this, he fines you $400. And you spend 30 days in jail. When the penalty is stiff, people listen. When the penalty is weak, people don't listen. So, I think Oregon's got it together. Beside that, Oregon has no property tax for seniors. What do you think? Well, that's it. It's saying for me to get out of here. So, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. And Rob, you take care of yourself now. Take care of each other. Drive safely and please don't drink and drive. We'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The preceding program was paid for by George Nita, and the views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.
AM 690, the answer.